From a place in the future to a land that is timeless, NPR's Charlotte Bear takes us to a glacier-filled national park in Patagonia.
Locals say the Perito Moreno Glacier is easy to get to. From Buenos Aires, it's just a 3-hour flight, a creaky bus ride, and a boat trip across part of Argentina's largest lake. Oh, and a short hike through the forest. Finally, you're dwarfed by a giant mass of ice. Its white peaks and blue valleys tumble down jagged mountains into slate-colored water.
Well, now we are watching the south face of Perito Moreno Glacier. North is over there, south, east, and west.
Guide Seferino Moreno orients our group of 12 for the adventure ahead. Before we can hike on the glacier, we have to learn a thing or two about it.
First classroom for English speakers.
The glacier is more than 18 miles long, 3 miles wide, and towers about 150 feet above the lake. But enough with the statistics.
Well, let's go to the glacier. The best is coming.
We grab our crampons.
There are three techniques. Simple, to go up, to go down, and traverse technique. To go up, we use the V technique or Charles Chaplin technique. This way. To go down, lean back, bending your knees, like skiing with powder, or riding a Harley Davidson. No? This way, like a monkey.
The crampons sink through a shallow layer of slush. At steep inclines, the guides chip stairs out of the ice. The scenery gets more amazing with every step. Peaks jut out like giant crystals. Sinkholes provide portals to water rushing below. Crystal clear creeks flow across the surface.
The water is drinking water. Eh? You can taste the water. It's really pure.
Good.
Yeah.
The whole hike seems too good to be true.
Are we doing any harm to the glacier by coming up here in these groups?
No, the problem is not to walk. The glacier is melting between 5 and 30 centimeters a day. So tomorrow, nothing. Disappear everything, no?
So there'll be no trace of us?
No, nothing.
Moreno points out that while our tracks will disappear quickly, the glacier won't. Even though it melts a little every day, it also grows at about the same pace. Climate change seems to have spared Perito Moreno, at least for now. So while I'm reluctant to descend, I know I can retrace my melted footsteps in the future. Charlotte Bear, NPR News.
You can take a photographic journey on the Perito Moreno Glacier at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.